Anthem Dental Network in Branson is not strong, just to be completely honest, but 2% off medical is a big number too. So want to point that one out. Initial thoughts on, you know, do we just burn the bridge and say goodbye Delta and look to, you know, possibly MetLife or Anthem? Would you like me to go back to Delta Dental and say, you know, are you willing to work with us?
I would also throw out Mrs. Mulder is on PTO today. She's listening, but I would recommend we get her 2 cents on that too, because I know she's obviously the focal point with some of those service issues or concerns where we were back with MetLife. I'd like to hear more about that.
She has quite a big experience in what she's had to deal with the combination, too.
Right.
Do we know what the second and third year rate caps are?
Yes. So if you go to the left-hand side of your packet, the second year rate cap with MetLife is 6%, and the third year rate cap is 7%.
So you also looking to us for direction on allowing you to go back? And
correct.
I'm fine with that.
You good with that?
It's the wise thing. I think we want to be wise.
Well, you have direction then.
Yes.
All right. And then we'll keep you posted, but our goal would be to be back here on the 11th and then make some decisions based on what we get there. That means that we've been able to pry stuff out of carriers in fourth quarter, which is somewhat of a challenge sometimes.
Sure.
Appreciate you guys. We'll be here the 12th.
It'll be the 12th, yes. I'm sorry. It'll be Tuesday the 12th.
Tuesday the 12th?
Yeah, because we'll have Veterans Day.
Gotcha. All right.
Is there such a thing as a supplemental plan at Barnes? Anything like that, where if we were to go again with the...
With the Anthem and at the lower rate and the... I don't know of anything, but we'll check around. Typically, you cannot really have a plan outside of your plan. In as far as the group health goes, that because of the steerage, that's why the hospitals give the discounts.
Gotcha.
And so that could be tricky at best. Now, in theory, your employee could choose not to take the plan here and to get on the exchange and pay full price on the exchange with a huge deductible, and you could find one theoretically that covered Barnes, but that's probably not viable for most of your staff. That would be extremely expensive.
There is an option if we were to move to Anthem, and Don may kill me for saying this, but you could offer your current three plans on the Blue Access Network, which would include Barnes Jewish and hopefully Mercy, and then those exact same three plans, but on the Blue Preferred Network, and allow the employee to choose. Essentially,
I'm not following you because I thought that's.
It's all within the same carrier,
okay.
So it's allowed within Anthem to do that.
Okay.
You just wouldn't be able to have employees choose Cox Health plans and choose Anthem. So within Anthem, you could technically offer.
You could offer two different plans.
Yes.
Two different networks.
Yes.
You could do the within Anthem. You could do the.
Blue Preferred.
90%, which is. Currently, Cox and
it's just Cox. And then some Nationwide, like we
and some Nationwide,
but
MD
no
Anderson,
Barnes, no Mercy.
But it'd be Mayo, MD Anderson, those, or you could do the other,
yes.
And that would be Barnes, Mercy, and Cox.
Yes.
Of course, Don's listening now, and
well, we think.
Well, she's wanting to.
Yeah, right.
If she can
yeah.
get through,
yeah.
But so. And this will be her answer when she comes, I mean, for her to look when she comes back, but just the thought is, like now we have the buy-up or not. I mean, you've got different plan on
right.
that. So on that end, I wonder, will there be much difference if they chose A or B?
We've had some pretty good success, and there's another larger mm-hmm. employer here in Taney County that we did this. We had three plans similar to
mm-hmm.
you. They had the base plan, the buy-up, and the HSA. So, and the way that we went to the employees is you have, first thing you do is you pick a plan, which one of those do you want, and then the second thing, you pick your network. And then, so technically, there's six options, but it's really three plans, and then two networks. So there's an extra decision to make, but we separate it to say, all right, now, you know, shake the Etch-A-Sketch. Now let's look at your network. And it seemed to have worked very well in people being able to grasp that and make that decision.
So in a way, that's something she's had to deal with already. Mm-hmm. She can go in the computer and see what you signed up for.
Just more for Don Ballou to do in payroll, but
oh, we didn't talk about that, Don.
All right.
Question.
It's almost out.
He's thinking.
Is it because of logistics is why that's not been presented in the past?
I don't believe Anthem has offered you a proposal in the past. I can.
When I say the past, I mean even today.
As far as the networks and things?
Yeah.
You know, that's really, it's a unique option, but it is, and like as a good example, Coxsel Plans doesn't.
They don't offer anything like that.
They've got their network and that's it. Kind of unique within Anthem. Most people choose a plan with a network and not, I mean, there is some administrative headache to trying to put all that together and do it. It's not going to be popular in HR or payroll, but it may be something to look at.
You don't see the looks she's giving me.
Yeah, I can only do that.
Then it'd just be up to us how we divvied out who chose what.
Yeah, and that's really part of the headache is what does the commission then base their contribution on, right? Do you base it on the lower plan? Do you base it on the upper plan? There's some sausage to be made there, but it can be done.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.
Appreciate you.
Do you want these?
You're welcome to keep them, or I can recycle them.
Recycle. I've got you a stack upstairs.
Okay.
We'll just get them later.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion before we move on? Ma'am?
No. Thank
you. Sir? Okay. Next, we'll go to our court orders. With us this morning, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison from Taney County Clerk's Office.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
We have quite a few here, starting on the erroneous assessments.
Find any that did not meet the erroneous assessment?
I've actually not. I'm just now going through them.
Okay.
Are you asking Jennifer that?
I was asking us.
Oh, okay. I didn't have these before to go. Has there a collector had copies of these?
We do email her.
So yeah, these were emailed to us all
Thursday.
Last week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take time to go through all these then, Commissioner Wyatt, or do you want to?
Well, I just want to be sure that they were, if it says abatements, that they're abatements, and so it doesn't cause problems on the other end when the collector tries to give refunds or whatever. So. Mm-hmm.
So Friday, I had went down and sat down with Miss Mona, and she had went through most everything, and she was comfortable with the book.
Okay.
So
usually I do that. And
yeah,
I
went down with her Friday, and so she had went through, and then on the next section as well, she had a few that she had to add a few pages. There were some missing, and she found those, and we put everything together, and she was comfortable with everything in the book.
I just knew we had questions last time I spoke with her.
Yeah.
Okay, so if she's done that, then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Label is Exhibit A with today's date of October 28th. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 10/28/2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
On a double assessed, did you say you spoke with Ms. Cope and she's fine with the entire book?
So she and I had sat down for the add-on book, and she had went through the front page. There was a few that was missing, and she went back through and found the numbers here on the top that were missing out of our book. And the book that we have upstairs has all the correct stuff, and she was fine with it.
So can I get that from you later?
Yes, I have it upstairs. This is the one on our table. That has all the
Different abatement numbers.
No, just has all. There's some missing documents in here that are in the book upstairs. With the two double assessed, we are good with that.
Label Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 10/28/2021.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Then on the add-on report.
I'm assuming these are all 24, that she's been holding the bill, waiting to be able to mail them out because they didn't get them through BOE.
Correct, and there is still a few that are still waiting to be pushed out. I think about 60 that are still waiting. This is what was available and prepared, and I believe there are still 60 waiting to be processed.
Yeah.
A lot of these are lots that have been
split
out in splits. Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah.
And that's usually run through BOE and corrected before.
Label this Exhibit C with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit C, dated 10/28/2024, which includes abatement numbers 213823 through 214045. It's possibly sporadic, but I just want to make sure we're talking about the same
thing. Yeah.
That's why I said includes.
Have a motion on the floor.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next section we have is for the occupancy report.
You have two abatements there. You guys go with those?
Yes.
That was Exhibit D. Move to approve Exhibit D, dated 10/28/2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next section we have is for clerical error.
So we have a garage or a basement.
Yes, not an unfinished basement. Not a finished basement.
No abatement value right there. Label is Exhibit E with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit E, dated 10/28/2024.
Yes, ma'am. We have a motion on the floor.
Second.
I have a second. Any further discussion?